Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Father God, we love You. And we know that You love us, Lord. Just by all the things, Lord, that we see before our eyes, Lord, the way You take care of us, the way You walk with us through whatever situations we're in, whether it be something that we're going through, Lord, that is not so pleasant, whether it be just because we're just enjoying Your company, Lord, and You're enjoying ours. You love being with us, Lord. So, Lord, we ask now that You would receive our worship. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We bless what You're going to do here. We invite the presence of Your Holy Spirit this morning. We say, come, Lord, have Your way with every person here in this building. Show us to put away those restrictions, Lord, those walls that sometimes we build to keep You at a distance, Lord. We want You here, Lord. We want You to move within us. Church, it's a time to rise. It's a time to let your voices rise, your spirit rise. Yes. So please remain standing as we go into our first worship song and just have fun.
So we just sang that song, and it's so good. It really is good. But you know what? We tend to put God in a box and say He can't part the Red Sea. He can't do this. He doesn't heal us. And He does all these things, and it's up to us and to take His word and believe it and just give Him the glory. Amen. And it says He's a defeater of death. Yes. And I remember the pastor told me, and I know this is going to cause a little ruffles maybe, but the pastor told me we didn't have to die. He said that a couple years to me, and I thought, that's pretty far-fetched. And I asked God to reveal it to me. So, you know, when truth is revealed and you don't understand it, it's best to go to the Father and just ask Him for the revelation knowledge. And I just see it. It's written. The Bible is called the Book of Life. Amen. And it's all throughout the entire Bible. It's so evident. And we just have closed eyes. We think this is the way God works, and this is the way it's what man has taught us, and man lied to us. But the Bible doesn't lie. So anyways, I just want to encourage you, whatever box you put God in, take Him out, and let Him be God.
Amen.
And,
get Him out of the box. Come on.
Yeah. Hallelujah. And Aaron, you're such an encourager.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I just love that Steve came up and that God gave him that for right now, because this next song is all about that. It's about the power that we have in Him because of who He is and the power that He holds. So this morning, I just want to encourage you, just like Steve said, just let whatever's going on, whatever's happening, let it go this morning. This is a time of worship and rejoicing, and I just feel that God's just wanting to give victory to some people this morning. Even if you're not seeing it physically, He's wanting to give you some things this morning, some freedom in some areas of your life. So just allow yourself to worship. Just like Steve said, stop putting God in a box and let Him be God. Let Him be who He is. Let Him be exactly what you need. You know, is always working in the midst of whatever's happening in your life. It doesn't matter if it's the highest high or if it's the lowest low. He is always working in the midst of what's going on in your life. And we as a church have to start understanding that as we go after God for things, He continues to build us up. He continues to give us new things. He continues to show us new things. It's the reason that the Bible talks about being able to open up revelation to us. there's so often where I think the church sees revelation as something that needs to happen for maybe a new Christian or an area in your life that's a struggle or only those moments. But revelation happens constantly for us. It really does. It's those teaching moments in our life where things are going on that we learn to say, God, instead of doing what I feel is best here, I'm going to turn to you for direction. I don't know who this is for, but there are times or there are things going on in your life right now, and you're making the choices, and God is not in those choices. And you feel like you're spinning your wheels because you're wanting to see change and you're wanting to see what God's giving you happen, but you're not allowing it to because you're not being obedient to what He's told you. Whew. And this morning He wants you to know, I'm already here. I've been here the entire time, but you gotta listen to what I'm giving you. Because my way is life. Stop turning to the left and the right and start going in the direction that I've given you. And you'll begin to see doors open. You'll begin to see mountains crumble. You'll begin to see every obstacle that's been in your way just clear out of the way. You guys do it. I want to jump so bad because I'm so excited right now, and it's really hard to show that excitement when I'm stuck right here. But that's the thing, is God has given you victory in every single moment of your life. You have a power that is unlike any other, and you already are victorious in every single circumstance that you walk into. Not just the one that you're in today, but the ones that are coming, the ones that are moving towards you. You already have victory, and that is something to be excited about. It really is. Woo! It's something to be excited about. Because where other people feel defeated, you have an answer. And that is things that the world is searching for, which is why you are meant to be a light. It's why you're meant to be the salt of the earth. Because as He works through you, people around you will see it. Whew. Don't count out. Don't count yourself out of the miracles that God has for your life. Don't count yourself out for the things that God's wanting to do, because it's all above and beyond anything that you could ever ask or think. Woo. I want to go back to verse 1 of this. And let's just... Whew, man... Let's just worship like we are victorious. Let's get excited about some things this morning, because we can go to sports games, we can go to all of these things, and we can go, yeah, get excited. But when we're in church, we're like, quiet. Man, and the one we should be worshiping, the one we should be getting excited about is God. The one who gave you life, who is with you in every single thing you do. Father, friend, best friend, everything you need. Counselor, doctor, healer, every single thing you need is found in Him. Woo!
This next song talks about what the Lord said when He said, I give you life and I give it to you more abundantly. I do not think that we are embracing abundant life all the time, are we? You got to do that 24/7. I'm working on it. I admit it. I haven't got it quite right. This next song says, sometimes I struggle, but then I know there's nothing that God can't do in my life. Nothing that He's not already doing that I just don't recognize. Amen? Gave us life.
Constantly, every day, we are bombarded with thoughts and ideas and circumstances around us that are not of God. Encouragement that I came to, with today is 1 John 4:4 says, "You are of God, little children. You have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in this world."
Yeah, come on.
Amen.
I think God wants us to raise a hallelujah. But I think for a specific thing, there's something that you know. It might be you need a miracle. It might be something as simple as, I'm not getting along with my neighbor right now. It might be, I'm not sure how I'm going to pay my rent. It might be, I've got a major doctor appointment coming up. But while they keep the music going, claim your victory today, big or little. Because we can look at those great big things and think, well, yeah, that's what he wants to do. But he wants you just to know. Sometimes it's just that little tap on the shoulder that says, I'm here. Sometimes it's a big hug. So let's keep the music going just a little bit. And you shout out or whisper out. Just say, God, I need this. Right now, sing your hallelujah. We can sing loud, we can sing soft. If we sing loud, then maybe it's okay. Come on, sing a hallelujah. But while you're singing your hallelujah, tell him what it is that you need.
Hey, who was here last Sunday? Did anybody do any homework? Probably thinking about, oh no, what are you talking about? Remember we're talking about Jeremiah 29:11? Does anybody know what comes after that? Somebody's going to be like 12. Yeah. Okay, let's read it real quick. So, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Okay. The one thing I want to point out there is like, yes, we do get Jeremiah 29:11. But it comes after we call on him and we pray to him. And he's going to listen to us. Says it. And especially this, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Okay. I'm not going to say I'm like some great guy you need to listen to all the time. Or at all. But I will say, it's knowing that like in the times where we have homework to do, we do homework. It's in those times where we don't have an answer. And instead of just accepting we don't have an answer, we go to God till we get that answer. So let me just encourage you that God, orientation's not changing, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. But we got to find out what those plans are from him. And we got to keep asking, and we got to keep reading the word. We got to keep serving until we get that answer.
The Lord put this on my heart, and I don't know, I didn't look it up. The Lord just was speaking to me. It was, wow. Don't you love having the Holy Spirit? Come on now, amen. Don't we love having the Holy Spirit? Wow. Yeah. Wow. So here's the word that God gave me just now. Because I've been talking a lot about hope. So hope springs, is this word? Okay. Hope springs forth. Do you not know it? I will make a way in the desert. I will give springs of living water.
What I received was, seek first the kingdom of God, and all shall be added. All these things shall be added unto you. Yes. So how many of us speaking volumes to me. How many of you are like wondering, what do you have for me, Lord? Where am I to serve you? What am I to do for you? You need to seek him and find him, and he will tell you. He will tell you what he wants for him. Unite his heart with your heart. Let your heart be his heart. Let every beat of his heart be your heartbeat. In unity, walk in unity and seek him. For surely the word says, seek him and you shall find him. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Yes, yes. Seek him. That's all he desires. That's it. So simple, but yet we make it so complicated. Yeah, but I'll do this and I'll do that. I'll do it myself, right? Or we're all there. We're all there. It's all about, you know, okay, I'm going to make this happen. No. How about letting him make it happen? How about letting him have just rulership of your life? Just say, I surrender all. As that song says, I surrender all. That's all he wants. He just wants our hearts. He wants us to surrender it all. Lord, help us to do this, Father. As we worship you, Lord, help us to surrender, Father, our wishes to yours. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
This is just a poem I wrote a couple weeks ago, and I thought maybe I should share it today. So this is it. He's already done it. He's with you. He's won it. So unshackle your chains of doubt. There's no need to fear, for his victory's near. So sing praise to the Lord. He's begun it. He's the one we worship, the one we praise. Jesus, we sing to you all of our days. The victory's won. Live your life for the Son and glorify him all your days.
Woo, hallelujah. All right. Earlier... Rebecca was saying during worship that that she wished that she could get excited and show her excitement properly for worshiping God despite what she's going through with her legs. So with that, I'm going to take initiative for her. Drummer, give me a drum roll. Woo! That's for you. There we go. Woo!
This is gonna sound a little silly to everyone, but the other day I was watering out in the backyard, and one of those great big fat lizards came running up to me from about that curtain, came running across the yard, stopped right in front of me, and started doing push-ups. Well, and I'm like, I kept doing push-ups. And I said, Lord, what is it you're trying to tell me through this creature? And the Lord responded and said, be strong in my Lord. Be strong in my word. Be strong, my child. All of creation, including the animals, are speaking to you to be strong. We have a young lady over here that a bug was speaking to her today, but she didn't know what it was doing. Okay? Whenever something strange happens in this creation, ask the Lord, what are you trying to tell me, Lord? Maybe he'll tell you to be strong.
Good morning. I just wanted to share this scripture with you.
And when we have a relationship with the Lord, He strengthens us. And like the tree, our roots go deep because we're standing in God's Word. And so I'm going to read this to you. For He shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when He cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. So we can trust this word that tells us no matter what is happening, when our roots are deep, we have that relationship with Him, that we are going to be able to withstand whatever comes our way because we're standing on God's word. This was one of my little mama's favorite scriptures, and she had a great sense of humor, but she would say, "The wind blew, but I stood firm." And so that always reminds me that it doesn't matter what blows, what comes your way, as long as we believe God's word, it's going to come to pass. So in the meantime, you can be fruitful and you can be a hope for someone. You can offer guidance through God's word. You can be loving and giving and caring and doing, going about what God wants you to do while you're waiting for that miracle. That we cannot ever think that God's not responding. He's strengthening us. He's helping us to navigate all the different things that happen in our life so that we can be a testimony to others. Let this be something that causes you to want to just grow deep in His word and be strong and be able to withstand the wind when it comes. So then that way your miracle will happen. It's just waiting. You're just waiting. And there isn't anything that can stop Him but yourself. Because sometimes we sabotage ourselves. So don't allow that to happen, because that's when you're allowing fear to come into your life. And as my little grandson would say, don't let miracles come in your way, because then your miracles won't happen. So no, I encourage you, dig deep. Let your roots be deep so that no matter what comes your way, you're able to withstand, but then you're also able to have fruit. And that's from the God's word. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. In January, I gave a testimony about a friend of mine who doesn't know the Lord yet, but she was T-boned in her car and taken to the hospital, and she could have died in that accident because of the way she was hit. But I have been witnessing to her for a couple of years now about the Lord. And we have been waiting. She's gone to two attorneys now, trying to get compensation for the people that ran through, for the gentleman that ran through a stop sign and T-boned her. But whenever the accident happened and she was coming through, she was so out of it that they took her to the hospital. The police only came 25 minutes after the accident. They didn't talk to anybody around. They just wrote the accident up saying that she went through a stop sign. And there was an eyewitness that actually saw the man go through and hit her. So far, one attorney said that he can't fight the accident because of the way the police wrote it up. We had met with the policeman, and his supervisor, which is a woman. And rather than talking to the eyewitness, she confirmed, and the accident it was written through. Now she's in the second attorney, who's saying we can't do anything because eyewitnesses are not reliable. So I'm praying for direction well, first of all, I'm praying that God will make a way where there seems to be no way. And so I don't know whether, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking about going up to Tucson to talk to the policeman, but I'm asking for direction that God's going to change this for her. Because right now she's out of a car. Her car insurance has paid for his car already. And she's saying, I don't have any justice. And I'm saying, God is our justice, and he's going to make a way. So the next time I come up, I tell you how he's changed it. Amen.
Good morning. I woke up the other morning. The Lord wakes you up every morning, and I had to reset my brain here, because when he woke me up the other morning, he said, purpose driven. Now, we all know Rick Warren. He wrote the book and all of that, and I probably haven't even seen that book in 20 years or how long ago it was. But we're all going through something. We're all going through some kind of funk. It might be with the family. It might be with the church. It might be with neighbors. Might be with friends. Might be health. Could be anything. And what the Lord reminded me was to change my focus. See, there was, when they put the songs up this morning, one of them had the three crosses at Calvary. And it reminded me that God, Jesus, came to earth for a purpose. And his purpose was on the cross. Sometimes, I'm guilty of it, we look back at our own past, and that becomes our stuff. I'm looking for a nice word to say there. But what happens is we start living in our past. All right, the good, the bad, the ugly. The good, very rarely, in my particular case, ever takes the forefront. It's usually the bad and the ugly that wants to come up there. Now, devil's full-time job is to kill, steal, and destroy. All right. Now, we have the power over the devil. Now, it's easy for someone or brother or sister to come up to you and say, oh, brother, you know, you're doing good, you're doing that. When you are the person going through it, it is greater than anything else that anybody else has ever gone through. When you are that person. So when I woke up the other morning, the Lord just gave me the three words to be purpose-driven. And what that did for me was actually it changed my focus. My wife has a little saying written down that when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. It may not change in the natural, but it most certainly changes in the spiritual. It changes the way you look at things. So I made a decision the other day, and I was perplexed about it, was, Lord, what do I need to do in my personal life to be purpose-driven? It can be many things. It can be something you want to do for the church, something you want to do for the Lord, something you want to do for yourself, something you want to do for your marriage. You know, I'm retired. You know, Denise and I, we don't have any family here. Children all live somewhere else. However, you find that when you go to a job every day, when you do your 9-to-5, that takes up pretty much a good part of your day. So you have an opportunity to change your focus, because I got to get up and go to work. I got to get out. I got to do whatever it is that I got to do. It changes the focus. Now, when you're retired, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, you still have to be purpose-driven. You have to have a reason to get up in the morning. Every day is a good day. It's how we started out in the morning. The devil wants to come in and kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to take away all our joy in the morning. Now, your morning might be evening. If you're, you know, if you're up all night and then you sleep all day, whatever it is, it's the beginning of your day. So the word that the Lord gave me today, and the Lord just put it on my heart, was to say to be purpose-driven. Have something to look forward to. Now, when Jesus came, his looking forward was to the cross. Man, how do you get through that? How do you get through that I came here to die? However, when we look back at our past, when we look back at the things that we've gone through, when I saw that little image this morning of Calvary, It reminded me that when I look back, it's not to look back on my faults or things I did or didn't do or should have done or could have done or whatever it is. The thing that I need to focus on and to look back at is the cross at Calvary. When Jesus was on the cross, he said, "It is finished. Everything is done." But we all have a hope and a future. You know, the brother talked about Jeremiah 29:11. It's one of my favorite scriptures. "For I know," the Lord speaking, "the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Sometimes we get lost. I mean, the devil just wants to yell like a lion in our ear about what we've done, what we should have done, what we could have done. So my closing words here is, have a purpose-driven life.
Hallelujah. Hey, I'm still waiting for you. Some of you haven't said anything. Amen? I notice when I look out, everybody looks down. What's down there? Is the floor not clean or what? No, I'm just kidding. Hey, y'all need to be speaking it with us. Last night, as I was looking to bring a message this morning, the Lord said, you need to remind them that I want them to speak. The words that you speak are very important to God. How many say amen to that? Oh my God. Lord just gave me a scripture. And it's not in my... The importance of you having a word in your mouth is so, so high today. Do you know that? Because even as we speak this morning, God is sending somebody to speak to you. Do you know that? Do you know that? See, he didn't let his son die on the cross for nothing. How do you say amen? He died for a reason, a purpose, like brother just said. Purpose that you might be redeemed because he loves you. He loved mankind. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Is that right?
That's it.
Just for U.S.? Just for people in the United States? Just for Mexico? Just for a little state of Hawaii? No. He loved the world. Do you know that? You know, the word of God, if you think about it, the whole world is saved if they would just believe him. Isn't that right? Because he came for them too. So I got a word here God just gave me. It says this. This is Proverbs chapter 22, starting at verse 17. It says, "Bow down your ear and hear the words of the wise. Apply your heart to my knowledge." He's speaking to us. Amen?
Amen.
"For it is a pleasant thing if you keep them within you." Them what? The words. "Bow down your ear to the words of the wise. For it's a pleasant thing if you keep them within you. They shall withal be fitted," where? "Into your mouth," is what it says. I don't know. The words that he speaks to you will be fitted in your mouth. Do you say amen to that?
Amen.
Pastor John got up here earlier and he said, hey, just come up and say something and the Lord will fill it. There's a promise in the word of God. It says, open your mouth and I will fill it, is what he says. Because you got a heart to speak for God. How many have a heart to speak for God?
Amen.
Boy, it should be everybody in the house should have a heart that says, God, I just want to speak for you. I'd like to give a good word to somebody that's hurting. Even though they're not asking me for a word, your word just pops up in my heart and I say, hey, young lady, this is for you. God loves you. He saw what that person said to you. And he says, no, you're alive. You're his daughter. A word to give in time. Is that right? It says, "For it's a pleasant thing if you keep them within you, they shall withal be fitted into your lips, that your trust might be in the Lord."
No.
"I've made known to you this day," even to you. I love that. I have made this known to you that I want you to speak.
Amen.
"That your trust might be in the Lord. I've made known to you this day," even to you. He says this. This is a question for you. "Haven't I written to you excellent things in counsel and in knowledge?" Has he not written to us excellent things, folks?
Yes.
beautiful things in counsel, right? So we can counsel those that are hurting. In knowledge, we know God and what He's doing. And hasn't He written to us excellent things? Excellent things. In counsel and in knowledge. And then He says this, that I might make you to know the certainty of the words of truth. Isn't that cool?
Amen.
He wants you to know how certain these words are. And then He says this, that you might answer the words of truth to them that send unto you. See, He's going to send somebody to you to hear the word of God through you. Is that okay?
Amen.
See, God's invisible. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
He needs somebody to speak for Him. He wants you to speak. So when we open this mic, you know, I felt a little convicted last night because I wasn't pressing on the folks. I said, God, what do you want me to do, God? Line them up and make them say something? That'd be nice. You see, God is preparing a kingdom. How do you say amen to that? This kingdom, we've been praying for it. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We've been praying it and praying it and praying. God says, I'm bringing it. How many say amen?
Amen.
I am bringing the kingdom. And the kingdom is within you. And the words that I've given to you, they are designed to touch the lost.
Yeah.
To encourage those that are hurting. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But see, He said something. He said, He told the apostles, He says, tarry ye here in Jerusalem. In other words, wait in Jerusalem until you be endued with power. How many say amen?
Amen.
What's He talking about?
Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
He's not telling you to go do some push-ups like a lizard. Is that right?
No.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you can be endued with power.
Hallelujah.
My son was telling me the other day, he was watching a lizard, and he was on the bottom of a branch, and he was doing push-ups.
Oh, wow.
He goes, those aren't push-ups, those are pull-ups. Amen? That little lizard, come on, man. What power is he talking about? He's talking about the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And he said, wait until you've been endued with power. And see, he says in the, it says in Acts that this power is to all those that believe in Him. Do you say amen to that?
Amen.
The power of the Holy Ghost is for everyone that that received Jesus for their Savior.
Yes.
Somehow the world tries to, well, I don't know. Sometimes even Christians try to say, well, you know, you don't have to speak in tongues. I will say to you that the Holy Spirit has a way of speaking that you don't even know about. Do you know that? And so for you to be filled with the Spirit and allow Him to speak, He is speaking things you've got no idea what He's saying. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Jesus said it this way. There's a scripture with Jesus, and I had some scriptures last night that I was writing down, and the Lord began to speak to me about y'all speaking. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He says this in John chapter 10, verse 27. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them.
Yes.
You see, I have talked to a lot of folks, you know, oh, you're a pastor. Yeah, okay. Sometimes people go away from me rather than come towards me. Can you say amen? Oh, he's a pastor, so yeah. And I'm, yeah, well, I did use deodorant. But there's a reason why they turn around. Sometimes they just, hey, I don't want to hear what... I've never tried to condemn anybody. Well, I did once, and God got all over me about it. See, because I do hear His voice. How many say you hear His voice? How many are confident you hear His voice? You're reading the Word of God, and you see something you like, and you like it. So I'm going to tell you, He's talking to you. See, we just, somehow we don't think He's talking to us, but He is. He's talking. He's speaking. My sheep hear my voice and I know them. John 6:63 says this.
Yes.
It is the Spirit that quickens. Can you put this one up? Thank you. Boy, you're fast. It is the Spirit that quickens. The flesh. Everybody say what it says.
Profiteth nothing.
The flesh isn't profitable for anything unless you're filled with the Spirit. Do you know that? The flesh profits nothing. And then he says this, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. You see that? The words that I speak to you, they're spirit and life. And I just want you to just get out of this mode of this speaking to me in English. Can you say amen? How many can speak French? Anybody here? French? How about Russian? Anybody Russian? Okay, let's just use Russian. Let's say you're praying in the spirit and these words come out and it sounds a lot like Russian. Can I tell you he's speaking to you? Do you understand what I'm saying? See, the Holy Spirit has a way of building you up, and it's foreign to your conscience. Is that okay? How many say amen? Amen. See, because speaking in tongues, yes, I believe it's one of the most prominent gifts that God has given us because it drives every one of the other gifts. Because he prepares the spirit. He prepares your spirit to receive the word of God so that you can speak the word of God. You can have a word of knowledge. So you can have a word that tells go and lay your hands on them and let them be healed. Because you have prepared by what? Just by speaking in praying in the spirit, praying in tongues. And there's a lot of churches that try to get us out of this. Try to say, well, it's just one of the gifts. I will tell you, it's a prominent gift, folks. It's one that Jesus spoke about often. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. What's he talking about? He's talking about the spirit speaking out of you. Yeah, we push it off. It's just one of the, it's a prominent gift. It is something that the Holy Spirit does for his people. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
We got this building, not because God, well, we figured how to do it, because God says, I promised you something. I said, Lord, I never wanted to be a pastor. He said, I never prayed for that. He said, oh, yes, you did. Gloria ko shinki ki ala bata sate. Hikarala. God, you set me up. Yeah. Folks, can I tell you, he's trying to set all of us up. Because he's got things for you that you've got no idea about. He's not done with you. You might be like myself, the oldest person in the house, okay? I've got a lot to give yet. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You can't use your age as an excuse. Well, I'm too old for that, God. God says, yeah. We'll get you to fix a flat on the freeway. See how old you are. Come on. Come on, man. Is that right? You see, the Spirit of God prays through you because he knows the will of the Father. If you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost and you have the evidence of speaking in tongues, I will say this morning, you need that. You need it. Jesus told the apostles, don't leave Jerusalem until you be endued with power. You need this. Ooh. Jesus told the woman at the well, the water that I give will be in him a well of water springing up into what? Yeah, that's right. What is everlasting life? The water that I give will be a well that springs up into everlasting life. Like Brother Steve said, we're not talking about death. We are talking about life. Life eternal. Life that has no death. How many say amen to that? Amen. See, people have no problem saying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. That's right. There's no divorce in heaven. That's right. Amen. There's nobody stealing in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Nobody is crashing cars and getting away with it in heaven. Is that right? Nobody. And besides, let me say that. I heard this when you were talking. The Lord our God is a righteous judge. You don't have to go to anybody. You just go to him. You take her to him. Say, hey, just pray with me that God will remove this. And you watch. He's a righteous judge. See, he sees it all.
Yeah.
He sees whether you're getting chinooked. Is that a good word? Huh. I lost where I was at before. What was I saying? Come on, folks. He's a righteous judge. That's right. Nothing gets past our God. Amen. You're praying in the spirit. People have said this all the day. Go, hey, thy kingdom come, Lord. This is what I was saying. Thank you, Brother Brian. You got me back on track. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we tell each other, yeah, there's no sickness in heaven. Nobody's crashing cars with you. Is that right?
That's it.
Well, I want you to know something else, folks. There is no death in heaven. Do you hear me? This is a kingdom where your sins have been washed away. Can you say amen? I'm going to say amen. Yeah. My sins are washed away. The wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is
eternal life.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Can I tell you, folks, that death is an enemy of God? It says it in 1 Corinthians 15. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Are you guys okay with that or not?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Hey, I've heard people say, I just want to lay down in my bed and then wake up in heaven. Sounds like a nice dream, but I don't think that's God's purpose for you. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
You can call that sleeping with the enemy. No. God is a God of life. He's given us life through the blood of his dear son, his dear son, his expensive son. Can you say amen to that?
Yes.
I mean, his son that paid everything for you.
Yes.
And it is his son that says, tarry in Jerusalem, till you be endued with power from on high. Foolishness to some, for the foolish things of God are wiser than men. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Foolish things, yet this is the will of God for your life. It says this, Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9 through 12. To whom will he teach knowledge? He says, whom shall he teach knowledge? He's asking a question. Who's he going to teach? And whom shall he make to understand this doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. Not babies, but they've grown a bit. For precept must be upon precept. Here a little, there a little. Line upon line, here a little, there a little. With stammering lips. With stammering lips. Let me say it again. With stammering lips. Haraki shetambate. With stammering lips and another, mi casa es tu casa. Amen? And another tongue. Will he, what? Speak to his people. He says, to whom he said, now look at this. He's talking about tongues. Talking about speaking with stammering lips. Right? I know some of you get up here and they say, well, I forgot what I was going to say. With stammering lips and another tongue, he'll speak to his people. To whom he said, this is the what? The rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. This is the what? The refreshing. Can I tell you how many of you pray in tongues and you come out of your prayer closet? Woo, I feel good. I don't know what happened, but God did something. God's doing something. Why? Because I prayed in the Spirit. This is the refreshing, yet they would not, what?
Hear.
He's saying, this thing that we call speaking in tongues, praying in the Spirit, is the refreshing that you need. Are you hearing him? Or are you placing yourself in that category? So, I've heard that before. I will say this to you. God is trying to build you and strengthen you. He wants to place words within your mouth so you can refresh somebody by the word of God. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
It's time that we begin to do that. Hey, John and I were talking to the leadership this morning. We said, hey, we didn't really come up. Hey, we got an idea. Let everybody come up and talk. That wasn't something we come up with. It was something the Holy Spirit said to us, this is what I want you to do. Let my people minister to my people. See, it's called body ministry. It's body ministry. John and I got real nervous about it. What? You got people going to come up here and talk about Tres Equis and Budweiser and everything else? What the heck? No, you know, and like I said this morning, we have never had to put anybody down. We have never had to take somebody and say, hey, I'm sorry. Stop. Is that right? We never had to do that. I believe that's a work of the Holy Ghost. I believe that's God doing something in our lives today. I told the group this morning, if somebody gets up here and starts talking all sorts of weird stuff, I'll tackle him, take him outside, and beat him up for you. Is that okay? Oh, boy. I don't think so. We'd be nice. You be nice. Amen? Jude says this. This is Jude 1:20. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Here's another scripture saying that the Holy Spirit will build you and build you and build you. But you've got to do it. I've asked quite a few Christians this. I said, when was the last time you spoke in tongues? Well, I got baptized, but it's been a couple of years. I would say pull that gift out again and begin, get down on your knees and say, Lord, I want to pray in the Spirit. I want to pray the way you want me to pray. How many of you know that Romans 8 says that he that prays in an unknown tongue, that he prays according to the will of God? Because you don't know what you're saying. Is that okay? And I gave you the example about the house. I didn't know that God had it for us. Didn't know how God wanted me to be a pastor. Didn't know. Still don't know some of the things that are coming. Can you say amen to that? But I tell you, there's some great things coming. Going into your closet will do more for you than looking up your favorite. And listen, this is something God's really been after me about speaking to the church. Going to your closet and praying in the Holy Spirit will do more for you than finding your own, that man of God that you like to listen to on the radio or radio. Nobody uses radios anymore, do they? That you want to listen to on TV or go on your phone, that evangelist. Can I say, could we be insulting God by saying, you know, I'm going to put him on, and you never go into your closet, and you never sit in there, and you never say, God, what do you got to say? Yet you'll let this guy speak to you, let this guy speak to you, speak to this guy. Oh, this guy's a good minister. You send it out to all your friends. I will tell you, folks, a lot of people send me stuff to look at and stuff. I'd rather get it from God.
Amen.
I am not in the habit of going after what men are saying. I am in the habit of what God is saying. And that's how every one of us need to be. You need to know where you stand with him. You need to know what his words are to you for today. For I have things, he says, right, I have a purpose for you. Is that right? He's got a vision for you. He wants to give you vision, but you're too busy looking at other people's visions. He's got one for you. This is a word for you this morning, church. Exercise yourself in the things he's given you. There's people saying they're looking for revival. That's another slap in the face with God. God says, what are you talking about? I revived you. You're born again. That's what revival is. Do you know that? When you're born again, you are revived. You are made new. People going, look, I'm looking for revival. Well, quit looking for revival and do what the Word of God says. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. Your heart, your spirit will live in revival. I was praying for a revival at a church I was at, walking around the parking lot. I said, God, give us revival. God, give us revival. Give us revival, God. And it's a good thing to know. I mean, good thing to say. How many say amen to that? I want to see God moving on the earth. I would say that the kingdom of God hitting the earth in a way that it's, I would say that will look like revival. But I was saying, God, he goes, while I was praying for revival, he interrupted my very deep prayer. And he said this, why don't you quit asking for revival and start celebrating my arrival? And I said, oh my God. I said, Lord, you see, are you ignoring the very thing that he's given you to strengthen you and build you? And are you going to other sources rather than the source? This is what God wants, folks. He wants you close communion with the Father. Who cares what everybody else says? Who cares what Pastor Henry says? Amen? Who cares? As long as you're hearing God, who cares? Sounds kind of weird, doesn't it? Pastor, you're shooting yourself in the foot. No. Because we are, folks, we are part of the body of Christ in the earth today. We are the kingdom of God on earth. God has more for us than we've even imagined. Rosie and I were listening on the way to, I don't know if you guys listened to when Rosie and I had our anniversary, the song, when we walked down the aisle together, wasn't that sweet? And when we danced together, wasn't that sweet? Only two people should. Everybody else wouldn't. But anyway, in that song is something that I love. It's just they can sing songs, they can tell stories, but none of those stories are sweeter than ours. I'm talking, folks, we're talking about Jesus. This song is actually talking about Jesus. It says they can climb the highest mountains. Climb the highest mountains and figure out how to build buildings into the sky, but they cannot take the world. Is that right, Ross? Only we can take the world. Can you say we can take the world? It is God's design and his desire that the kingdom of God rule on the earth. Can you say amen to that? Woo! We can take the world, folks. But we have to be in the closet with him. We have to be spending time with him. We have to be, Lord, on our face. Lord God, what are you saying, God? Weeping before your king, saying, God, open my ears to hear. Let me hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. We need you. We need you to be speaking the things that God is speaking to you so that we might hear the glory and the splendor of God and what he's doing on this planet. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Do not be afraid to step up to the mic and say, I like you. I like Chuck when he comes up. He's got that New York, yo, hey, what do we, hey, buy a car. Yeah, I don't know, whatever. I don't know. We are his people and the sheep of his what?
Pasture.
Of his pasture.
Yes.
He is the one that leads us to what? Green pastures? Clear water? Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
He wants to feed you. You. He wants to give you drink.
Yes.
He says, come unto me, all ye that labor.
Hallelujah.
I'll give you rest. He says, come and buy of me. What? Food without money, without price, it's free. Slow your day down. Can you say amen? Slow your day down.
Amen.
Say, okay, God, I need to slow down on some of this stuff and find a place. And Lord, allow you to minister to me, to refresh me. Pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit. And you watch what God does. Amen. Would you stand so we can pray for you? Hallelujah. There are things that God has for you, And these things sometimes don't seem like they're very much, but I will tell you, even a little thing from God does a lot. A small word from God will do more than the best stuff that you can get a hold of. The mess. A small word. A little bitty. Just when God speaks your heart, poof. It's, oh, God, that's all I needed was a word. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
I'm going to pray that you're going to have a week where God is speaking to you every day and you're going to hear it. How many say amen?
Amen.
That you're going to hear his voice. You're going to hear him because he said, you're going to go home and say, Lord, you said I know your voice, or you know my voice. God, I want to know your voice. I'm going to pray that you will hear him speaking this week, every day this week. Can you say amen to that? And then when you come in, you're going to be up here. Let me tell you what God said to me. Woo, come on.
Amen.
I don't want to hear what your prophet says to you, folks. I don't want to hear what your evangelist says. I want to hear what God is saying to you. Is that okay? Are you okay with that? Well, hallelujah. Get rid of me then. It's okay. Hallelujah. Let me pray. Father, I just thank you for your word. Father, I know you have great things for your people, planned for them, ready for them, in store for them, Father. But God, could it be that we're a little bit distracted with things going on around us, Father? Father, as we come to you this week, as we pray, Father, I pray that you would speak clearer and clearer to every heart that's in this room. Lord, let the body of Christ that's in the earth be ministered to by you, by your Spirit, Father. Let strength flow like a river and peace like a river, Father, into the lives of your people. No matter what's going on, Father God, we know that you have got us, you in the middle of your hand. You have ordained and caused some of these things to happen so that we, Father, we would hear your voice speaking in the midst of a trial, in the midst of the joy, in the midst, Father God, of the rejoicing. Touch our hearts, Lord, this week. Let us not focus on things that are distracting to us, but let us focus on your kingdom. And we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. Everybody, put your hand on the top of your head, the top of your head. And put your other hand on your stomach, on your... Ready, switch. No, I'm just kidding. Father, from the top of their heads, Father God, let the anointing of the Holy Spirit flow through their bodies. Father, I speak total and complete healing to the body of Christ. I speak that. I speak in the name of Jesus that every ailment within the sound of my voice would receive from the Spirit healing, wholeness, and completeness. No matter the ailment, Father. No matter the ailment. Today. Today, Lord. Today, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Today, let healing for your people flow like a mighty river, Father. So much so that, Father, that it would flow not only to them, but through them. To those that are in need. Let healing flow, Father. We thank you for it, God. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Lord just gave me one more thing to say to you. Do you guys remember when Jesus went up on the mountain and he took James and Peter and John? And while he was up there, he was transformed before them. You remember that? they call it the Mount of Transfiguration. Yeah. Well, John, James, and Peter, they all saw something that they, and so much so, they said, hey, let us make it. It's just like man to try to make little trinkets. Let's put a rock right here and let's call it Transfiguration Rock or whatever. I don't know what, but they said, isn't it just like us to try to make these trinkets for remembrance? When God says, hey, what do you want to remember that for? Why don't you walk with me? But as they came down from the mountain, they met a man that said, hey, my boy, he comes and the devil gets him and he foams at the mouth and he throws him down and he bruises him and he cuts him. And this happens all the time to him. The spirit does not give him a break. And I brought him to your disciples. This was after Jesus had sent the 70 out to go to heal the sick and raise the dead. He said, "Nice, give him to your disciples." And they couldn't do nothing. Jesus says, "Oh, you perverse and backward generation, how long will I suffer with you? How long will I put up with you?" See, that word perverse means just like this. It's almost like reverse. It goes in the wrong direction. God wants us to keep moving forward, but and here the thing, and he tells the disciples that, and he lays his hands on him, and the devil throws him down again, and Jesus heals him. The little boy gets up, and the dad's all happy, praise, yeah, God, Jesus, you are in. And Jesus turns around, and he looks at his disciples. You need to look this up. I'm not even sure what book it is, but he's reminded me. He looks at his disciples, and he says this, "Let these sayings sink down into your ears. Let them sink down into your ears." He was training the disciples. He was showing them things, and they couldn't do what he had told them to do. But he was saying, listen, don't be perverse. Perverse comes up. We think perverted, and we think, you know, sexual things. And it can be that. But he's talking about going one direction, turning around, and going in reverse to where you were going. He says, don't do that. You know what another word for that is called? Double-mindedness. Don't allow yourself to move backwards. Keep going forwards. You see somebody needs healing, just go pray for them. Say, if you feel the Holy Spirit saying, you feel a compassion, just go lay your hands on them and pray for them and walk away. But do not go backwards. Do you hear what I'm saying? I don't know who this is for. I know the Lord is talking to somebody. God is saying, I want you to keep moving forward. Stop being perverse. Stop going in reverse and keep going forward. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Your mind and your thoughts need to go forward. Amen? Hallelujah. Everybody do this. Everybody go like this. Come on. Come on, everybody. Yeah, look like a bunch of jumping beans. Come on. Praise God. Thank you for coming to church this morning.
Amen.
We got a word here. Come on. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Go. Yes.
This all happened while Pastor was praying.
Mm.
I had this tremendous pain in my hand. And it was bad. I was almost in tears. And you prayed, and it went away. It was totally and completely gone.
Oh, that's God. Come on, man. Hallelujah. That's the Lord.
And you're next.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
And that's it. I don't know. I've been fighting this the whole time, but God has just continued to put this on my mind. So hopefully I don't butcher it. And you guys can go and look it up. But there is this song by Brandon Lake, and it just keeps over and over in my mind, and it's been a while that God's been like, I want you to sing that song, and I've been like, but it doesn't fit. And then Linda came up. So there's this song called, I think it's called A Million Miracles, yes. Right? And so for whatever reason, this is what he wants me to sing. So I'm gonna sing it to you, and then you can go look it up and hear the rest. But it goes, miracles on miracles, a million little miracles. Mm. I've got miracles on miracles. Count your miracles. 1, 2, 3, 4. I can't even count them all.
Ooh,
1, 2, 3, 4. I can't even count them all. So don't count out what God's doing, because even when they're little, even those little words that Pastor was talking about that he's going to give you during the week, they can be little miracles in your life all the time. So listen to what he's giving you.
Absolutely.
You got millions of miracles. So.
Praise Amen. God. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. Praise God. Hey, thank you for coming this morning. God bless you. Hey, we're headed for July. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, man, next week we're having, Rebecca's going to be preaching, and we're going to be 4th of July in it soon, all right? So God bless you this morning. Thank you for coming. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.